if they are going to study up on it, there's one book that I recommend, which is called All You Need to Know About the Music Business, oddly enough, written by a very, very successful entertainment attorney named Donald Passman. And it's been updated to take into account, you know, the recent things that have happened in the business. But as a for readability and being able to explain some of the mechanics of the way different parts of the music and recording and publishing industries go, it's the best one I've seen. But there are also lots of other resources out there. I mean, there are plenty of websites and blogs that talk about this. There's one that I like a lot called Hypebot. And that's just filled with information on a daily basis about, from an independent artist perspective, how you can make better use of social media, digital technology, independent distribution mechanisms, and all those kinds of things. There's also another website called Music Think Tank, and that's another resource for information for people that are interested in how to monetize all this stuff in today's day and age. The other thing is, I mean, the first thing to do is make sure you own your stuff, by which I mean register your copyrights with the Copyright Office in the Library of Congress. You can go to copyright.gov and get the information that way. But if you're writing lyrics or music, you want to make sure that you register the copyrights for those. If you're making records, make sure you pay for your own studio time so that there's no question about who owns those masters. And then go ahead and register the copyrights for those as well. Because if you take free studio time from somebody, there's a chance that that studio owner may say, oh, I'm sorry, I was the one paying for this. That's mine. So that's ever happened. So, you just need to be careful and go into it with your eyes open. But, you know, for somebody getting into the music business, I usually say a couple of things. Number one, don't suck.
Excellent advice.
If you're really thinking about doing this for a living, you've got to be really good, and not just average good. You got to be really, really good, because the competition is just way too stiff.
Yes.
You know, if you're just average, you're going to have a just average career. You've got to be undeniably great at whatever it is that you do. It may not be my cup of tea. It may not be yours, but it's got to be really great to somebody. Know your audience. Know where you fit in the scheme of things. If you're a heavy metal band, don't try to get a gig at a bluegrass festival. You know what I mean? It's just know who you are and what you do, and be able to explain to somebody in 10 seconds or less essentially what it is that you do. And if you can't do that, I can't be described, I'm way too unique, then nobody's going to be able to describe it to their friends.
Right.
After that, it's, you know, just be ready. It's a total cliche, you know, be able to accept rejection. But what I mean is, you got to be prepared to put in the time to beat your head against the wall and know that the competition is so fierce that it's going to take that much more work to get anybody's attention to give you the time of day. Because, you know, there's way too many other people that are competing for that same attention. The other thing that is always advisable in any type of career or any business is, if you can have a good attitude and be nice and just be willing to go the extra mile whenever necessary, people notice that. If they feel good about you in that kind of way, they'll want to help you. We all need help.
Yes.
Having people think nice things about us and wanting to help us can really go a long way.